This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. According to the latest statistics, about 12 of every 10,000 Texans are living homeless. Many of them have an intellectual or developmental disability. And while there are state programs and aid available, well, the wait times are daunting, sometimes spanning over a decade. According to some reports, Texas ranks close to the very bottom when it comes to the well-being of those with intellectual disabilities. This is a story John Savage has been covering for the Texas Observer. Good to have you join us here in the studio, John.
It's a pleasure to be here, David.
As you've been following this story, I mean, particularly the story of people who are waiting for aid, what is the situation? What's the common thread here? Why does it take so long?
The fundamental problem in Texas is that the demand for services is outweighed by the available resources. The state underfunds services for people with intellectual disabilities. And that's that says something about our state's priorities. These are Texas's most vulnerable residents often, folks who have a hard time taking care of themselves, who need extra support, and it's not being provided to them.
When we say intellectual challenges, we're talking about what? What is the standard measure there?
Sure. So the standard definition of intellectual disability, which previously was known as mental retardation, is an IQ of around 70 or below, and some problems in adaptive behavior or daily living skills.
The person that you profile, turn a spotlight on in your story, The Waiting Game, it's a 33-year-old woman named Betty Calderon. Is she typical of the people who are, waiting for some kind of relief from the state?
Yes, I think she is. So Betty is a person with intellectual disability. She's also from a family that lives in poverty. And these are folks who can qualify for aid from the state, something called home and community-based services. Now, in Texas, there's an exceedingly long wait list. Almost 73,000 people waiting for these.
73,000 people.
73,000. It's a mind-blowing number waiting for these home and community-based services, such as group homes with around-the-clock care, behavioral counseling, and employment assistance. And it can take upwards of a decade, as you said earlier. Most states have waiting lists. I believe there are about a dozen that have zero people on their waiting list. But Texas is by far the largest waiting list. And again, this all boils back to the fundamental problem that these services are underfunded.
Now, when we say providing aid to these individuals, Ms. Calderon, she doesn't really have a place to live. It seems like the sort of aid that she would need, is it even provided for by the state? I mean, a place to live, for
sure,
example?
Sure, sure. So for someone in Betty's situation, the ideal situation for her may be a well-run group home for people with intellectual disabilities.
Run by the state or run privately?
So run privately but funded by the state. Some people have families who can and support them in the interim. Betty is in a situation where her family has other struggles. She had two children with a fiancé. They were living in an apartment when her fiancé passed away. Betty tried to maintain the home, tried to care for the children, but just couldn't do it because of her cognitive deficit. CPS came in, they took the children, and they are living with a relative now.
What's the next step for someone like Betty, for the many who are in this sort of loop?
Right. So to access the system, if you are a person with intellectual disability, you really need an advocate. It's often exercising paperwork and figuring out where to go to get services. Mm-hmm. The way Texas works is their local mental health authorities that coordinate the services. She would go to them, fill out the paperwork, and get on this wait list, and then wait and wait and wait. But for someone without a home, without a address to receive mail, it's most likely not going to happen.
What's the fix? More money?
You know, I've talked to advocates. I've talked to people at the Department of State Health Services, at the local mental health authorities. Yes, I think that is the fix. If you look at the states who do a good job serving their citizens with intellectual disability, they spend more money.
The article in the Texas Observer is called The Waiting Game. The author, John Savage. Thanks very much for coming in, John.
My pleasure to be here, David.